Aloha, my friends. You know, there was a point a few years back where I had one of the most important breakthroughs in my life. I talked about it with people close to me, family members, a few clients, business associates, and it seems like there was a similarity among all of us. It's pretty interesting. Every one of us at one point or another came face to face with the realization that we actually had a tremendous amount of control of our lives, and we shared about it. However, some people, depending on the person, it happened many different ways, certainly at many different ages in life. It reminds me, I don't own many t-shirts that don't have collars. However, my favorite one has four words on the front. It says, "Everything is my fault." You know, once we acknowledge that I am the problem, therefore I am also the solution, this mentality will just open up so many doors for us. It's all about accountability. So, I am the solution. And at this moment, we actually become empowered. It's like we realize that we now actually hold the key to the cell we've been locked in this whole time. And one is prompted to ask, why not start living like it, right? Nothing I can't do. There's always going to be responsibility and sacrifice in life. But that awareness makes one ask, well, what am I sacrificing for? Where am I going? Who am I spending time with? Are they lifting me up or tearing me down? Am I doing things that contribute to a greater vision? Perhaps most importantly, am I even living a life that is true to myself? Because I tell you something, guys and gals, our time here flies by. On this earth, it flies by. Not only will next month, next year, next decade, 10 years from now, it'll be here before you know it. You know what the kicker is? That's not even guaranteed. One day at a time. And if one doesn't take time to look in the mirror and ask the tough questions, life's still going to keep ticking by. Time won't stop. No one's going to walk up to you and point out the fact that you're just going through the motions here on Earth. No, that one's on you. You have to see that this world can become what you decide it will be. You're in charge. I found that throughout life, we are presented the tools in life. However, tools require an architect mentality, a creator. Tools require someone in seeing what is not yet there to pick up the tools and build something. It's only impossible until you do it. So maybe now is the time to ask yourself, what am I building? Where am I going? When my day starts, both feet hit the ground and I walk out the door. What am I moving towards? Maybe today is the day that you realize all the parts of your life that don't need to be there. All the clutter, all the things we do that maybe we don't need to do anymore. It's simply a habit. What can we cut away, trim the fat? Are there people around you that don't deserve your time? They don't elevate you? They're not even considering your well-being? Here's food for thought. We become who we hang around. We are the product of our environment. We must pay close attention to who we spend time with. Are they fueling your fire, your ambitions, or are they pissing on it? Maybe there are places you're going because that's where you've always gone, things you're doing because you've always done. You don't need to live a life on repeat. Change. If you're not happy about it, how about doing something to change it? Here's a cool quote. Author Jim Rohn. If you want things to change, you have to change. If you will change, everything will change for you. Listen, there's nothing in your life that can't be altered or adjusted. Just like yesterday, it's now just a story. So is the false idea that you are confined to a specific set of parameters. That's ridiculous. No, break down these walls. See things not as they are, but as they can be. We all have the courage to walk away from old stories and characters. What if today you created a new ending? One that lights you up in the morning, contributes to your senses of purpose when you close your eyes at night? And again, remember, no one will come up to you and hand that to you. No one will let you know you're selling yourself short. That transformation must be internally prompted. You must do it yourself. In closing, I hope you'll ask the tough questions, the ones you've been neglecting for far too long. I hope today can be the first page in an entirely new chapter for you. A chapter in a story that is truly and entirely yours.